Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
What the Lord is doing in your life. So download that app. Also, guys, we've got Christmas in July coming up. It's at the Father's House in Hot Springs, Arkansas. This is one of our big outreaches of the year, and we're going to be celebrating this wonderful ministry. They're in the process of still renovating their dormitories, and we're going to be able to help them with paint and electrical supplies on this donation. And they take in 24 young men. They bring them off the streets. They get them off drugs. They get them out of court trouble. They put them in a kingdom program, and then they allow God to just move and minister in their lives. So with that, do me a favor, share that show, and we want to get this out. We want to be a blessing to those that are around us. Here it is, do it yourself. And guys, there's a lot of things that God does that he is in charge of. He is in control of. But then there's also a lot of things that we're in charge of. And so I want you to understand that God loves you. God cares for you. God wants you to be in his life, in your life, and do things for you, in you, and through you. So here it is. You've got some responsibility. So let's take our scripture today in context. This is going to be one of the scriptures that we use for our whole series. It says, only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, lest the deep part, or lest they depart from the heart of the days of your life. Make them known to you, right? Make them known to your children and your children's children. Listen to that. Only take care and keep your soul diligently. I believe God right there is giving you a major responsibility to take care diligently and watch over your soul. So here's what, if the King James says, take heed, or in other words, watch over carefully parts of your life. Here's what you do. You have to watch over carefully so many parts of your life. And so here's what I want to do. I want to bring this to your attention, and I want to make sure that you understand exactly what we need, what we mean by that, what we think by that. And here's what I want to tell you. Number one, you've got to watch over your tongue diligently. You've got to be careful with your tongue. You know, James says that the tongue is the most powerful member of the body. Though it's the smallest member, it's the most powerful one. It can take a ship and it can turn it any direction that it wants because it's that powerful. Man, we need to understand how valuable that is, that our tongue is so powerful that need to understand that our tongue is very, very, very important to our lives, to our children, to our family, to our finances, to our body, to our health. Everything we speak with our mouth, when we talk with our mouth and we verbalize God's word through our mouth, something drastically begins to change. Don't talk the negative, talk the positive. If we can talk the positive, everything in our life is going to begin to change. Make sure you put this in the comment. Do it yourself. We've got to watch over our tongue. Here's the next thing. We've got to watch over our heart. Guys, we've got to guard our heart with everything that we possibly can. Proverbs tells us that our heart is the most deceitful part of our body. Ladies and gentlemen, it is imperative that you understand right now, by the power and by the spirit of the anointing of God, that you guard your heart. You guard it from evil deeds. You guard it from situational struggle. You guard it from all kinds of things in your life. It's imperative that you understand that, because when you guard your heart, you begin to protect it from the enemy's lies, from the enemy's deceit, You don't get caught up in gossip or frustration. You don't get caught up in any of these crazy things, and you guard your heart. You guard it. Why do you guard it? Because we want to make sure that the Word of God, right, is protected. What the Bible teaches us, that of the book of Mark, that we've got to guard our seed, our word. We've got to guard His word, guard our heart from the enemy getting it on dry ground or fallow ground or unhealthy ground. That's imperative. We got to understand that. That's imperative. It's really, really important that you understand that. Okay. Here's the next thing. I think that you've got to guard yourself carefully with your attitude. I want you to think about that. I wonder what we could do if we could just get Christians to have a great attitude. You know, so many times I don't think that we're defeated by lack of anointing. I don't think we're defeated by the lack of, equipment. It's not because we haven't heard good preaching. It's not because we don't even know the Bible. I think a lot of us know the Bible. I think a lot of it is our attitude. When we have a bad attitude, we have a negative outlook. When we have a bad attitude, we tend to see the negative in everything. And so I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you right now that I believe without a doubt, I believe that God wants to strengthen you, wants to encourage you, and you need to understand that right now there is a powerful, powerful, powerful key right here to watching over your attitude, watching over what happens in your life. Make sure you type these in the comment section. And I'm telling you right now, put this in there. We've got to have a great attitude. All right. Here's the next thing you've got to watch over. You've got to watch over your obedience. Guys, listen to me. We in this season of our lives have got to become obedient. We in this season have got to come to a place that we are more obedient now than ever. We're more careful now than ever. And I want to encourage you by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost that you become obedient to God's word. Guys, it's not how much you memorize, it's how much you obey. I'm going to say that again. It's not how much you memorize, it's how much you obey. I believe that we are not in a place where we're not, in the favor of God because we're unkind, we're rude, we're hateful. I think some of those play a part, but I think we're really not in the favor of God because a lot of us will walk in disobedience rather than obedience. I want you to catch me. Every day you have a choice to be obedient or you have a choice to stay in a place of disobedience. You've got to be obedient. You've got to be obedient or disobedient. So it's imperative. Here's the next one. Write this in your notes. Put it in the comment section. You've got to carefully watch over yourself that you stay unspotted from the world. Guys, I want to really encourage you with something. I want you to look, sound, act, and maneuver different than the world. Do you hear me? I really want you to hear that. I believe that is God's heart for all of us today. That we are unspotted from the world. We don't look like them. We don't sound like them. We don't see anything negative, okay? We don't take anything from the world and put it on us and stay in a negative place. We keep the Word of God in us. We keep the Spirit of God in us. We keep the Spirit of God in our mind, and we walk different. We talk different. We act different. We are different because God's called us to watch over ourselves and remain unspotted from the world. I want you to hear that. Unspotted from the world. Guys, carefully stay in a place that you look different, act different, walk different, maneuver different, and you become, exactly what God wants you to be. This is imperative. This is imperative. You got to do that. You got to do that, guys. You got to stay unspotted. That's really important. How do you do that? You do exactly what Deuteronomy says. You carefully watch over your soul. That's imperative. And last but not least, I want you to particularly remember this one. You ready? I want you to guard yourself and keep yourself in love. I'm not talking about the world's kind of love. I'm talking about the agape kind of love, right? Where we, no matter what, stay in the love of God towards our friends, our family, towards sinners, towards people that we wouldn't normally recognize. We need to walk in the God kind of love. We need to walk in it. We need to maneuver in it. We need to stay in it. And once we stay in it, once we move into it, once we live into it, something amazing begins to happen in our lives. Okay? It's really imperative that we do that. We keep ourselves in love. We keep ourselves in love. Guys, it's so important. It's so important. And I want you to know that God is for you, with you, and wants to be in your life. This is the season to do it yourself. Now, obviously, we know that we're led by the Holy Ghost, but understand, God is trying to get us to a place that no matter what happens, we, through the power and the anointing of God, we do it ourselves by walking and staying in the love of God and the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, listen, guys, I'm so glad you joined us today for another edition of Stronger Every Day. Tomorrow, we've got another great show planned for you called Do It Yourself Part 2. And we want you to be a part of that. We want you to join us. And we're thankful for what God has in your life. Listen, guys, remember, God is going to do something awesome in your life today. We love you. We're praying for you. Stay connected with us. And we love you so much. Be blessed. We'll see you right here tomorrow at 11:30.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.